Hello and welcome.
Hello. Big thanks to Zedman Ting and Zuby for bigging us up there. Thank you very much. Feel really pleased.
Yeah, nice tunes.
And Parasite's back. Back Woo-hoo. From his long tour of Scandinavia, Japan and the known world.
I almost didn't make it though tonight.
What's that, crocodiles?
No, dodgy record bag, it broke on the way.
Worse than crocodiles. Very nasty.
But all's well, everything's intact as far as I'm aware. So.
How about a shout out to the good Samaritan who helped you out picking up all your Venetian Snares records?
Yes, thank you to that random jogger who helped pick things up for me. I appreciate it.
Cool. Well, we got a track coming up, and this is a track by someone living not too far from me, really local, couldn't get much more local, and this is an excellent bit of folk. This is a band called Vladimir Steamboat, and this is a rather groovy track, which I quite liked, and the track's entitled, assuming I pronounce this right, Habanera. Fantastic. That does make you want to dance around a lot.
Thank you very much.
Exactly.
That was good, man. I like that.
Cool. We, you know, don't ever let it be said that we just play breakcore. We play like 9 breakcore tracks and then a folk song, so we're really varied.
We like to diversify here.
We like to diversify. So, to follow that up, I think we naturally need some breakcore.
Yeah, man. This next track is by a French guy called Thomas, or also known as Electro Mecca. And he likes his hip-hop, he also likes his distortion pedals, so this is one of his numbers.
Cool.
Sonny, it's a jungle.
Thank you.
you make something, they may steal it from you. But they'd be too honorable to go around saying they made it themselves.
Yeah, it was a pretty rough...
In case you didn't get it, that was Elvis Presley remixing some Anak Empire.
Yeah, man, that brings back some memories.
Doesn't it? What a classic track, actually. I mean, not everything on that 12-inch, well, it's not 12-inch, on that record is brilliant, but I really do like that first track. That really sets the scene.
I like the name as well. It's Jailhouse Cock Rocks the Most.
Not as good a name as that Fanny album you gave me earlier, the first track we played. What was that called? That's got a fantastic name. That's got to win best name ever.
Well, the name of the EP is called If the World Was Run by Trashy Women Instead of Trashy Moralists, Would We Live Longer and Happier?
You can't beat that, can you? You can't get any shorter than that either.
There's a bit of a fashion of extremely long, silly track titles.
Mm. So what you got lined up next for us, Parasite?
It's by LFO Demon. It's off a double LP called Mental Hell.
All right,
it's
and
quite sort of down tempo and a bit moody, but it's good.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and operate the thing. Dead air, hello. Whoa. I thought you were supposed to be a professional, like. I mean, aren't you going all the way over to Bratislava to play? You know, someone's paying you to go over there to play, and look at that, amateurism.
I've been on holiday for the past 4 weeks, so I'm a bit rusty.
To say the least. Well, okay, well, are we going to have some more music?
We are. This is a demo I got sent last week.
Oh, we like demos.
From Canton, Ohio. It's by a chap called John Holland, and I haven't given it much of a listen, but this track kind of sounded good. Well, that was really nice. I like that floaty ending there.
Very floaty. No, no, that was pretty good. Yeah, shout out to him. Nice one. Time to announce a few gigs, actually, while we're talking music, obviously. First up, there's a rather good event coming up here in Bristol at the Thekla. You've got Funny, Sick Boy, Synchro, Syrian Rue, and local support from Parasite versus Punksky. We're just talking about what that's going to take the form of, a fight, hopefully. But it's a welcome return to Fanny to Bristol. I think he was last here, 2002, playing with Venetian Snares. And Sick Boy, you got to see. Sick Boy fucking rocks. Responsible for some of the greatest breakcore tracks ever. I mean, the absolutely fantastic Bohemian Crapsody on Deathsucker and the wonderful Worst Trade Center. 7-inch.
Which I've got to get a copy of for you.
Yeah, actually, in fact, somebody
emailed me tonight asking if I could get hold of one, and it reminded me that I need to.
The whole world wants that record. Well, the whole world who has access to a record player.
Also, on that night, not mentioned on the flyer, but Anarchist is going to be VJing.
Excellent.
Throughout the course of the night.
Top visuals.
There's also going to be a D-SWAT record stall as well.
Excellent.
For anyone who wants to pick up some great breakcore records.
Cool.
So, moving on, what's coming up next?
We're going straight into some more music, yeah?
Why not?
Okay,
well... We'll announce some more gigs later on.
Okay, well, this is a bit of an older track. This is a band who were famous for their... one of the members anyway, fucking pernickety-ness. Total fucking obsession with getting the sound right. Consequently, they didn't play a lot of live gigs. And they didn't last particularly long, but the stuff they did produce is fantastic. This is the very sublime shoegazing Uber band, My Bloody Valentine, and this track's called You Made Me Realise.
We'll be right back.
Whoa! Feedback! Woo, we're rocking! That was the absolutely fantastic shit map there, following My Bloody Valentine. And that's a new release on Death Sucker, I do believe.
Yeah, it's called Vengeance of the White Hawk Townies.
Fantastic.
And, yeah, that came out just a few weeks ago.
Just a quick point, our last show mentioned the bonkers things you come across, and I think this week's bonkers idea has to be the idea of the anti-Iraqi forces, which is what the current attempt to try and manipulate media coverage of the situation in the Middle East is to call the Iraqi insurgency, revolution, rebellion, whatever you want to call it. They're trying to call them anti-Iraqi forces, which is just such a fucking insane term. I mean,
surely they're fighting for Iraq.
Well, they're fucking Iraqis. How can Iraqis be anti-Iraqi forces? Of course, it means, what do you mean by Iraqi? How are you defining Iraqi? And given it's the Americans trying to define this term, I can hardly see how one occupying power can describe a group of people fighting against them as anti-Iraqi forces. It's a fucking mess over there anyway.
It certainly is.
You don't know what to fucking believe.
It's worth mentioning we've got a few more gigs that need shout outs to.
Ah, yes. Shout out then, Parasite. Shout them out.
Right. On the Wednesday 15th of September, we've got the Communicate Laptop Party.
Cool.
Which is, it's going to be at the Arc Bar, which is on Broad Street in Bristol, and it's only a pound in from 8 till 2.
And who's playing?
Who's playing? Well, it's headlining is Gusset on the greatest label ever, Death Sucker.
No bias there. We're an independent show.
Also headlining is Anarchist, also Death Sucker. And Parasite. Hey, Death Sucker as well.
Oh, fucking hell. There's a bit of a bias in these announcements.
Hey, Bin Ray's playing. He's on Zod currently, but he's soon to be on Death Sucker.
Fucking hell.
And a few others from out of town. Scrubber Fox. On a Bender. Squirrels Emit Silent Screams. Somebody Called Bloke. And Accelerad. Which is loud leper music, apparently.
That sounds rocking.
But it's the idea is everyone comes along, brings their laptop and has a jam.
Cool. Well, I got a quick announcement of a gig I'm going to make as well. On the 3rd in Bath, I think it's at the Bell, there is a benefit gig for the excellent Bristol magazine. And playing there is Pain, P-A-I-N, and so that should be a top gig. So anyone in Bath, get to there, please.
Yep. Bristol are great. They reviewed a PLF CD ages ago, and they liked it, so we like them.
And also I write articles for them, so they're cool.
Anyway, moving on. More gigs. September is a busy month. Except this gig's in October.
Woo!
This is Toxic Dance Hall number
the
6.
The Mighty.
Headlining is Aphasic on Ambush Records with...
Fantastic.
With Dionysus coming over from Rotterdam to MC.
Look forward to that.
We've got Knife and Chop from Canada.
Oh, brilliant. Welcome return, man. The guy's cool.
Yeah, we've got Covert from Brighton.
Excellent.
There's Parasite and Uberdog and Dissident and Prank DJs and Visuals by Anarchist.
Excellent.
And in room 2, we've got Vexed doing a kind of dubstep grime thing and Monkey Steak, who is one half of Anarchic Hard Drive, doing a kind of down-tempo garage thing, but very good.
Well, it is that time again. I mean, it's been a while, you know, with Parasite being away, you know, it's been a while for the infamous Mega Mashup. But, you know, we persevere, and we persevere. We're going to attempt to give it to you, and this is going to be fucking hard. This is 4 weeks of saved up breakcore angst.
And we've extended it another 5 minutes to give you 24 minutes.
Now we rock!
Okay, are you ready, 606?
I am ready.
Before we start, I think if we've got any listeners in Belgium or France...
Big shout out, hello.
And also bigging up the Radio Widows. I doubt they're tuning in, but big ups anyway.
And big up to anyone from Bristol listening, shout out to you all.
We love you.
When I become death, death is the seed from which I grow.
Thank you.
of summer, spirit of early mists and showers. Ixtar, goddess of ropes and snares. Ixchel, the spider web that catches the dew of morning. Zui Kok, virgin fire, patroness of infants. Ziz, the master of gold. Kaku Bucket, who works in fire. Ixtub Doom, she who spits out precious stones. Ixchun Chan, the dangerous one. Apuk, the destroyer. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Rock out!
Man, that was good.
It's good to be back rocking. That was, in case you were wondering, the sublime William Burroughs reading one of his pieces of work, Ah Pook, going into a bit of free jazz, and the Coronet Coleman double quartet, followed closely by the fantastic, is it Manistream? Japanese
mainstream,
mainstream Japanese hardcore.
They're from Australia, actually.
Oh, they're from Australian hardcore. Then a bit of Sepultura, followed by Mamoruza. That's the Japanese hardcore.
Yeah,
and don't
yeah.
you know it? Followed by Napalm Death and Twist the Knife.
That was good.
That was good. Coming up behind that was the fantastic Red Level Terrorism on the D-Trash label, followed by Anthrax off the Killer Bees album. A thing I picked up off of File Trade Network, 24HCM Speed Metal Gabba, and then finally. That was the fantastic, you can say them, what are they called?
Xenophon, and the track was called Escape to Library.
Fantastic. Well, a big shout out, man. Yeah, big shout out to everybody listening. All the dates and everything we've said will be put up on the website, where you'll be able to check out the usual address, dialectradio.net.
Yeah, check out the track list there. It'll be up in a few days.
Big shout out to our producer Mike here, who's been soldiering on making Dialect what it is today.
A nice old Mike.
Fucking kick-ass music station. And other stuff.
Yeah, well, I think we should go out on a more gentle note, but not that gentle.
No.
This is track by Shitmat. It's called This Goat Skull Is No Good for Thirsty Psytrance Workers.
And this is the other side of this latest Death Sucker Shitmat release. So goodbye, all.
Good night. Dude, you gotta put the needle on the record, man. You got there in the end.
Soul of the darkness. At the very beginning, I didn't know what will happen. At the very beginning.